Well, we're here because there are other social justice fighters and social justice organizations that are here, and we think it's extremely important that we connect up with those other organizations and those other individuals so that we can build a viable movement to make this world a better world and this society a better society.
And tell me about the current struggle in Miami right now.
Well, Miami, like many other cities, have been devastated by the housing crisis. And so you have people who are getting kicked out of public housing and people who are getting kicked out of foreclosed homes. And so there's a real crisis in terms of housing there. There doesn't seem to be any relief coming from either the government or from the market.
And what do you hope to come out of the U.S. Social Forum?
We are building a Take Back the Land movement with organizations from all around the country who are fighting to elevate housing to the level of the human right. At the Social Forum, we are looking to hook up with other organizations and other social justice fighters who will also engage in the exact same fight so that we can increase our strength and quicken the day that every human being will have the right to housing.
Can you tell me a little bit about the workshop that just took place?
So in this workshop, we had organizations from around the country, including Toledo, Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia, Madison, Wisconsin, Chicago, Illinois, Boston, Massachusetts, and several other cities who have engaged in housing liberations, in other words, opening up vacant homes and moving people in, or in family eviction defense, where they defended families from eviction and kept them in the home. So they gave report backs, talked about the work that they've done, and then also we talked about some of our legal concerns as it relates to doing defenses and doing liberations. And we talked about what it means and what it's going to mean to build a movement to realize housing as a human right. So we were able to connect with real life struggles, but also talk about some more theoretical concepts.
And we last spoke, it's been over 2 years ago during the height of the foreclosure crisis in Florida and during the whole Umoja Village campaign. Can you tell me what's changed since then with Take Back the Land?
The only real things that have changed have been the objective conditions, and that is when the Umoja Village was around, it was still the height of the housing crisis. It was the beginning of the decline of the housing crisis, but we didn't recognize it as such yet. And so all the homes were filled. Either full or they were being renovated so that they could be flipped. But immediately after that, the bust came, after the housing boom, the housing bust came, and now there's a bunch of vacant homes. So there's still a housing crisis, but it's not a crisis because there's a bunch of speculators coming in flipping homes. There's a housing crisis because the banks now own all the homes. So we've switched our, adjusted our tactics accordingly, but the problem is still exactly the same. Human beings don't have places to live, and people who don't need places to live, whether they're banks, corporations don't need places to live, or individual speculators have way too many homes, more than they can use.
Some people are saying that the economic recession is beginning to turn around. What's your take on that?
Well, there's certainly mixed evidence suggesting that it is, but there's also a lot of housing which is just being kept off of the market. And if the reality is, if the situation turns around and people have access to housing, then movements like Take Back the Land are not going to survive, even though we think that the ideas live on. I think that time will tell, and if the housing market does not turn around, then more and more people are going to continue to flock to organizations and solutions like Take Back the Land and the Take Back the Land movement.
There's been a lot of people, even from the middle class, who are beginning to lose their homes and hurt from the struggle. Has that strengthened your movement?
Well, it certainly has given it more legitimacy, because it's not a group of poor black people, whoever we can say, these are just poor black people who, you know, don't know how to keep a home anyhow. We have large numbers of whites and large numbers of people who are traditionally in the middle class who suddenly have nowhere to live. So people are recognizing that it's not just poor people or black people who don't know how to maintain their homes. There's actually a structural problem with the way land relationships work in the society. And that structural problem, the chickens of that structural problem are coming home to roost right now.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.